Well, it's been a while, ladies and gentlemen, but we're back. The FPL face-off, the casuals. Craig is here with me.
Absolutely thrilled.
We had a little bit of a hiatus due to some technical issues, but we're back. And sadly, we're back because it's not been amazing, has it?
I had the worst week in fantasy football 2 weeks ago, and obviously because of the international break now, it's been staring at me in the face for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I took a free hit and I got 15 points.
Yeah, I've technically had the worst week I've ever had.
Yeah, but that was more...
But that was actually...
I tried, Glenn. Yeah, I really tried.
I really didn't. No, when I say I really didn't, we're talking about you took the free hit. Yeah. I'd already done my free hit, forgetting about this weekend because of the FA Cup and everything else. And I only had one player available. And I mean, across the bench, across the squad. And it was Aurelio who got me three.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to get a low score.
Yeah.
Because I thought all these people around me would have their free hits and they're going to smash it out of the park.
Yeah, well, this is it. I so nearly didn't play it as well. And I saw all the big accounts online and stuff. And they've saved theirs for 34, game week 34, which we'll talk about later. And then at the last minute, I thought, what happens if all these rubbish teams do actually, you know, score against each other? And yeah, it just didn't come to fruition. And I mean, on top of that, we've got some outstanding performers.
Well, I want to go through that. Who's that defender you brought in?
I brought in Reguilón, didn't I?
Yeah, he did well.
So he got a red card. And even though he went on the pitch, they still count the points because he conceded quite a few. So, yeah, he ended up on a -3 for me.
Wow.
I'll just quickly go through the team. I had Flecken, 2. Doherty, 1. Pedro Porro, 1. Bowen, 2. Son, 4. Only because he was my captain, it would have been 2. Madison, 2. Kudus, 2. Watkins, 2. Morris, 2. Tony, 1.
Tony. Now...
Oh, just to point out, actually, my bench had 16 points on it. So if I had played those four players, because I had Leno who got 7, Gibbs White who got 7, Cresswell, Toffler got 1 each. But that was actually more than my whole team.
That's really funny.
It's not that funny.
No, that is really, really funny. That makes up for the despair of the reason why there were so few Premier League games on that weekend, the FA Cup.
Yeah,
Which we will mention.
Well, actually, no. I think, what is this now? What number is this? 20-something?
This is episode 25.
25 weeks of absolute dog's abuse for how shite United are. Yeah. And then we pull out of the bag.
Well, you beat a Liverpool team that...
beat a Liverpool team.
You beat a Liverpool team.
We're in the semi-finals. We got Coventry in the semi-finals.
Yeah, that wasn't rigged, was it?
Oh, who cares?
The Mark Robbins semi-final.
Yep, happy days.
Okay, anyway, I want to just go over this.
No, though. Not yet. I'm not done.
I have to openly admit that I thought on the balance of play, due to the way that Man United clinically finished their chances, they deserve the win.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm so glad I've got that on.
Yeah, but what I will
count of that is
Liverpool dominated for ages. Were very, very sloppy in front of goal.
Yeah.
And decided that the game was in the bag and started making subs because we've got so many games and so many trophies to play for. I mean, I know...
Well, one less
I know,
now.
I know the FA Cup. I know the FA Cup's really important to you. That you've never mentioned that before. So, you know, Ten Hag's in a job for another week. Final goal scorer.
I think you're taking.
Will never score again.
I think you're taking this as well as Klopp. As well as Klopp did. Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll never play again because he scored the winner, got sent off, and no one had heard of him before he came on anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. I've gone there.
So you've taken. Yeah. You're not at all. No. This is beautiful.
Not bitter at all. But all I will say is, well done, you guys. And when you get to Coventry, I will be all over it. I swear.
Yeah.
I will be all over it. Anyway, let's get back to another reason why there wasn't games weeks last week. We had the internationals.
Yep.
And as we're talking about Man United, can we talk about how crap Harry Maguire was again?
I didn't think he was the worst player on the pitch, to be honest.
There were a lot of bad ones.
There wasn't great. I mean... Some people, I think, have definitely put themselves in the frame to get picked. Mm. I think the biggest problem with FPL wise is injuries.
Well, this is something else I wanted to get onto.
Walker.
Walker. Right. I know. Look, listen. Mm. I know it's a man's career, and we never want to see any people get injured. But when I saw him go down with that hamstring, I cheered.
Did you?
Because I don't have him, but two, being a Liverpool fan, it was like, oh.
Do you know what I thought when I first watched it live? I thought he faked it because when he stopped it on the line, he cleared it. He managed to hit Maguire's head.
No, I'm going to go over this again as well. Yeah. This is a professional footballer that has been known to make 50-yard passes to feet.
Yeah.
You're telling me he accidentally hit that big square head of his?
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than the moon, isn't it?
No, but he smashed it at him.
Yeah. When he did it, he straight away grabbed his hamstring. I thought, oh, here we go. Yeah, of course, you put it on a bit here, mate. But, yeah, no, he looks like he's out. And then last night, we're just recording after the Belgium game, John Stones.
He
went off after 10 minutes.
Now, this is a really interesting thing because obviously I only saw the last part of the game last night, but Maguire was unfit for the game as well.
Mm-hmm. Saka is also a doubt after Brazil.
Yeah, and this is the big game, Sunday.
Yeah.
Man City Arsenal,
yeah.
It's not looking as clear cut as I maybe.
No, because De Bruyne's got a question mark on him as well.
Yes,
yeah, Man City. Suddenly a bit struggling for a bit.
Talking of De Bruyne, I was a little bit disappointed that he didn't play last night.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because Belgium's Tintin-inspired third kit, and if he would have been playing in it, it would have been absolute genius.
That would have been, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
great poster, that, wouldn't it? Yeah.
What a way.
Imagine having a little white dog as well.
Oh, the ball.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. But, yeah, anyway, so that... that would be fantastic if we can see him playing in that kit. But in terms of that game going forward, I think this is like a real deal breaker for the Premier League. I think Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, I know, are up there as well. But I just feel the momentum with those two teams will probably get one of them over the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one either way. But yeah, as you say, like Arsenal could be missing Saka. That's a big loss for them.
The two biggest losses for me, if Arsenal did lose them, would be Martinelli and Odegaard. I think they've been their best players. Ben White's rested because he won't play for England.
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird one. I think there's a rumour going around he had a falling out with the assistant, with Southgate's assistant, or one of the coaches.
Yeah, well I think it's because they kept playing Maguire in front of him.
Well, yeah, that'd annoy me too if I was Ben White. And there's also a question mark about Gabriel. He's got a yellow question mark on him on the FPL week. I'm not sure what that is, but he's only 75%.
They can't play.
He's 75% at the minute. Yeah.
Oh, you meant what the yellow was?
Yeah.
Now, in terms of points totals that we've got now, because we missed, we had game week 28 and 29. I'm just going to look at the totals as they stand for the Kings versus Casuals. I'm still very much propping up the fourth place there. With 1,595. Fitz still ahead of me with 1,659. He's getting close to you because you're 1,673.
Yeah.
Jim Timms, 1,761. Yeah. Doing well, but there's a stat going into this last game week of March, and this is something we only found out at the time of recording this morning, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually find out who's got the most points in the month so far.
Yeah.
And who's leading March, Craig?
It's me.
It's you.
Which is crazy, considering like the last few weeks I have felt, well, definitely last week, but yeah, I've not been happy at all. And I am, just by 5 points over Fitz.
And what's interesting is it's almost, you're charging up there because Jim Timms is bottom of that March list.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't it? I mean, I'm better than him.
Yeah, well.
I know, but we've got 1 week to go. So.
Yeah, there is still another game week in March, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is quite surprising and a cool little feature that
I never knew
about. I'm not sure you can do it on your phone. You can probably only do it on the computer. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
But that is cool. I like that because I'm going to start now claiming months.
Yeah, you're going to.
Because I've looked back and I won September.
Oh, well done, mate.
Yeah, that makes me FPL Manager of the Month.
Well done.
I'm claiming it. I think there should have been more celebration made about it.
I think there was like a national break as well in September as well, if I remember rightly.
Shut up,
wasn't
doesn't
there?
Matter. Got the most points out of most games. Now, in terms of my team, wow. Okay, so I want to have a look at my team. Going into this, I've got three yellows. I've just spoken about them. De Bruyne, Saka and Darwin. Solanke. Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking too bad. Saliba, Bradley. By the way, Conor Bradley scoring a goal last night for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Beating Scotland.
It's a screamer, actually. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. And do you know what? I know I'm a Liverpool fan and I know I bang on about him. He is a special, special talent.
Yeah, and he gets points. Like, he's staying in my team probably now for the remainder.
He's class. Palmer, Chelsea got Burnley. I fancy him to run riot there.
Yeah.
I've got, on my bench, I've got SB. He's not coming in.
SB against Liverpool is a definite no-no.
Yeah. I might bring in... No, Tarkowski, because that means Palmer will be tearing... Oh, no, they're playing Bournemouth, not Burnley. Anderson I've got for against Forest. Palace, Forest, there's a game.
Yeah, and...
I'm going to keep him in, I think.
I think Palace, since... Well, we know we've talked enough about Roy Hodgson, but since he's gone, they have had a little...
It's been a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have been getting quite a few points. Palace players. I'd probably keep him in against Forest, to be honest with you. If I had Anderson, yeah. I don't have Anderson, but yeah, I would probably, yeah.
Yeah, they're looking a lot better, aren't they? So we'll go with that. So I've got Foden. I'm not going to have to change my team too much, actually, because I've got Alvarez on the bench. And I think I've got two. Yes, I think I have. I've got two transfers as well with 7.1 in the bank.
Right.
So I got a few changes I could make here.
Yeah, I've got a completely different strategy for this game week.
Okay.
A lot of the big accounts didn't use the free hit, and they're planning to use their free hit on game week 34. Now, game week 34 is a double. It's Arsenal, Liverpool, Everton, and a couple more teams have got a double game week. Now, obviously, I don't have the luxury now of the free hit.
Yeah.
But I do still have my bench boost. So I think I'll probably, if it's not this week, it'll be next week, I'll use my wild card. And then try and gear myself towards 34 and have as many close to players as on double game weeks. And that's when I'll use my bench boost. And I really don't like the look of my team at the minute. I took Haaland out for Morris when he had a double game week. I've only got one transfer. I've got De Bruyne, obviously. We just said Saka, possibly no, possibly no. Gabriel, possibly no. There's a lot I want to change. I don't have Palmer. Chelsea's running. Well, they had a blank week, and they had a couple of tough games. So I thought, and I don't think he did very well, to be honest. So yeah, I'm not mad that I got rid of him, but yeah, I do want him back now. And I really don't like the look of it. So it's whether I pull the trigger this week or next week. I think I'm going to wait for more injury news.
Yes.
Before I make the decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done a little couple of mock drafts at work because I work so hard.
We've heard about this.
Yep. I'm going to pull the trigger. It'll be this week or next week, definitely, using the final wild card.
What's really interesting is the games now at the bottom are going to mean something different because obviously Nottingham Forest getting their 4-point deduction, which is being appealed.
Yep.
It's put a lot of pressure on teams to really perform because they don't know what's happening. And also, it's giving teams like Luton a chance to get out of it. Now, Luton have got Spurs. Now, you never know what you're going to get with Spurs this week. Forest has said Palace. That should be an interesting game. I mean, Sheffield United, they're gone. Doesn't matter. You know, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
The Midlands derby, Villa Wolves.
Yeah, you say about Sheffield United. They're playing Fulham, and that lad from Fulham is banging form. He's really cheap. It begins with M. I said I wasn't going to pick players I can't pronounce.
Right.
Munz, I think his name is, something like that. Now, I'm probably going to go with a cheap striker in the wild card, and he'd definitely be on my radar. I really like Fulham's running.
Yeah.
And if I did do it this week as well, that is really appealing because Sheffield United are terrible.
Now, here's an interesting game. The first game of the day on Saturday, Newcastle versus West Ham.
Yeah.
Two teams are out of form or intermittent form.
Newcastle haven't been in form really since Christmas.
Well, West Ham haven't been since the start of the season.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That is such a 50-50 game, whereas last season, you know, that would have been an easy 3 points Newcastle, don't even worry about it game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably about 4-0 as well.
Yeah. And Newcastle just lost Botman for the rest of the season, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which actually not, I mean, to say we don't want players to get injured, but like I've got Lascelles and he hasn't been playing. And now all of a sudden he looks like a guaranteed starter for Newcastle and he's only 3.9 million.
I will laugh my head off if he doesn't play.
I'll be very angry. But yeah, I think he's a guaranteed starter now and he's so cheap.
So one game I think you will be very angry over is the late game.
Late game on Saturday?
Yes. Brentford versus Man U.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ivan Toney scored his for England last night.
Yeah, on his full debut.
Debut. Went down a bit soft, I must admit, but, you know.
I thought the lad got the ball, actually.
Yeah,
I haven't seen a replay of it, but live, like, yeah, I thought he got the ball.
Toney had a 10 on first penalty, though.
Yeah, there you go. He is such a cool and calm penalty taker. I could see... like.
I don't think he's missed, has he?
I don't know. He probably has at some
point.
Maybe
not in the Premier League.
Yeah. I'd never very often agree with Paul Merson, but he did make the case for Toney over Watkins purely based on the fact that if we get a penalty, you'd much rather Toney behind it.
And also, I think Kane and Toney would be an interesting combination.
Absolutely. And Kane's penalty record is a bit... So, yeah, I mean, we could definitely make that case for it. Yeah.
But Man United... for me, two informed players is Garnacho and Højlund. I think they look very, very good.
Yeah, Kobbie Mainoo obviously has been brilliant.
He is the standout player.
He is a standout player, but he's not a FPL point scorer at the minute, I don't think.
And is he playing a lot of football at the moment?
Yeah, but he's only a kid, isn't he? So,
yeah,
right?
Well, you know. Okay, wait till his hamstring goes.
Yeah, it did. Well, it was his knee went, I think. Was it his knee or his ankle went in the summer? That's why he wasn't playing.
Yeah, well,
yeah, he was in the first team squad for pre-season.
He's got form.
Yeah, quality talent there. Quality talent.
Man United player getting injured. There's a shock. But also, I want to talk about big news reports linking Southgate to Man U, as we were on Man U.
I think that's a load of rubbish, to be honest with you. I could never see that happening.
I really want to see it happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suspect a lot of people do if they're not United fans, but I have no idea what.
And do you know what? And the thing is, everyone's going, Southgate's a great manager for England. He is a great manager for England. He's done phenomenal well. Mm. But because it's tournament football, that he plays a certain style. He tried it with Middlesbrough. It didn't quite come off.
No, it went terribly.
Yeah.
And then he had to go all the way through the England ranks again.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And if we can get him in. but yeah, so that would be interesting.
Liverpool will be looking for a manager. You never know.
Well, not that one. Jeez. But Liverpool-Brighton, on paper, this is the Sunday games, Liverpool-Brighton, first kickoff. On paper, Liverpool should really go for it. And I think after the Man United game, learnt a lesson. And I think Brighton will be coming out because they've got nothing to play for, effectively.
Yeah.
So Liverpool, it should be an interesting game between the two because sometimes Brighton turn up and...
Yeah, Brighton have definitely been a hit and miss team this year.
Yeah.
And going back to the wild card, I think my two starting forwards, I'd obviously have that Fulham lad on the bench, but I think it would probably be, just purely because of the double game week, Darwin. I think I might go Darwin.
Yeah, he has
with
got
Højlund, obviously. Højlund, sorry, with Haaland. So.
Yeah, Darwin has actually got a little yellow marker next to him.
Oh, okay. Well, again, we've got to wait for team news, but that's my thinking. I'm getting too excited. I'm gearing it all towards game week 34 because I don't think many people will bench boost because I think a lot of people will free hit. So that's the plan. I need a plan. I've got 70, 80 points to make up to... So I've got to give it a gamble, and that's the gamble.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to quickly look at, in terms of, we've spoken about the Man City Arsenal game, but I want to look at some of the run-ins. Now, Arsenal's run-in, an interesting one, actually, because they've got a tough few games, I think, next four games. And the reason I say this is they've got Man City, obviously we know a tough game. Then they've got Luton. And as I said, Luton have now got something to play for.
They've got, yeah.
They're going to be gung-ho.
And they've... They haven't got results against big teams, but they have played well against some of the bigger
teams.
They seem to up their game.
I think it's the top four that they haven't lost by one. It's the goals margin been one.
Yeah.
Right, so they can go out. And they gave Arsenal a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was at Loftus Road, that's QPR. Yeah. It was at Kenilworth Road. But it's a tight game. I think Arsenal fans were expecting Arsenal to smash them to bits on that. I genuinely think Luton are going to go, well, we could be going down, we could be going up, we've just got to go for points. And they're going to be like, we're going to go for the win or nothing. Win or bust.
I don't know, man. I don't think Liverpool aren't winning the league, mate. You can try and talk me in that Luton might beat Arsenal, but I think...
I think it's going to be tough.
I think it'll probably be tighter than what it looks like on paper.
And then you've got Brighton, which
hit and miss, as we just said. Yeah,
Villa are up there. They're still fighting for that fourth place.
Yeah. But as I say, we're going back to game week 34 again. But that's quality for Arsenal. Wolves, yeah. Chelsea, apart from Palmer, have had a terrible season. I think I'll be trying to get three Arsenal players in for that.
Absolutely. Now, go back to your Fulham prediction. They got Sheffield United, Forest, Newcastle, West Ham.
Yeah, then they've got Liverpool, which isn't great.
Stop going out about week 34.
No, this is the next one. This is then the last two of Palace and Brentford. As a cheap option, I think that's a perfect striker. That you can't get much. There's not much better running for that. And I mean, arguably Newcastle's is pretty easy, but they haven't been playing well. I think I've talked myself into getting the lad who I can't pronounce. I did say I wouldn't get people I can't pronounce anymore, but Fulham lad.
Yeah, Fulham lad. That's the one we're going with. Okay, so that's some interesting insight. I'm going to hang on till I find out the full news on what's going on with injuries. Because there's so many players that come back from international duty that miraculously recover.
Well, Haaland being one of them, I'd imagine. Yeah, I think he'll be declared fit probably Saturday afternoon. Yeah, ready for Sunday.
So, yeah, I'm going to hold on until I find out the full news. But I've got two to play with. And, you know, I need to get some points. So I'm really hoping that I can pull it out.
You can't do worse than last week, you know?
Do you want to bet?
you'd be hard pushed to get more less than three, mate.
Yeah, I think it would be, but we'll give it a go. There's no need to bring that up, though, was it? But at least I didn't try.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah. Mm. Well, on that point, we will see you. Oh, we will see you. We will be in your ears.
That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah. We'll be in your ears next week to talk about how well we both did.
Yeah, prediction, quick prediction.
Quick prediction. Liverpool beat Brighton, Arsenal beat Man City, and Sheffield United beat Fulham 3-0.
Sheffield United beat Fulham?
Sheffield United beat them, just because you bought your
striker. Yeah, I might not do it, but yeah. Palmer to tear Burnley apart is my prediction for this week.
Tony to get a brace against Man United.
Okay, there you go. That's a pretty bold prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with those. Right, anyway, quick prediction from you. Come on, quick.
I think Palmer's going to smash it against Burnley.
I think
Darwin probably could get a brace against Brighton.
Okay.
If he plays. Okay. I think a big transfer this week is Son. A lot of people getting rid of De Bruyne and a lot of people bringing in Son. I think that's the most popular transfer this week. And it's against Luton. Who you think...
I think they're the strong team of the bottom four. Or the team that are going for it. They scored the most goals, I think.
Yeah,
so we'll find out. Anyway, that's it from me this week and from Craig.
Laters.